RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back in on a Victory Monday, a Reaction Monday, as the Texans punch their ticket to the playoffs for the third straight season. 11 wins. They get a one win over last year's number, and it looks like they're headed to 12 wins as they will take on the Colts. And if you heard D'Amico Ryans earlier, they're playing their starters. They take on the Colts coming up on Sunday to finish out the regular season, and then we'll understand where the Texans will be headed. They could be at home at NRG, but most likely with the Jags having to beat the Titans at home, they'll be on the road to either Baltimore or Pittsburgh. That's the most likely scenario for the Texans. Before we get into weekend's best, weekend's worst, Clint, I've seen some people text in their thoughts on C.J. Stroud. What was C.J. Stroud's grade? We do it every Monday. What was his grade? He was 16 of 28 in the game, 244 yards, about 140 plus of that came on the first two drives of the game. But he had two touchdown passes, both big plays, two interceptions, a quarterback rating of 80.14 rushing yards. Your grade for C.J. Stroud?
Ooh, man, I tell you, I'm gonna go with a C minus, and I think I'm being too nice. It should probably be a D. I'm gonna go a C minus.
Hey, we're thinking in the same. I'm at C minus D too.
Look, and
it was disappointing. That was a disappointing effort.
Well, I mean, here's the deal: is you look at the two touchdowns, and the two touchdowns were scripted plays that they had seen in obviously something in film that you go out to the game and it's like, all right, they're doing exactly what we thought they were gonna do. We got him exactly where we want him, and bang, we're going to bang one over the top. I think the first play they got him confused. The second one was one that they took advantage of a safety that was horny, right? So I think both of those plays were schemed up plays. Once they got off script and things that they had repped in practice over and over again, it got ugly really quickly. And so the only reason I'm not going D is because the two touchdowns were ultimately enough to win this game. In the long run, but man, the turnovers, one of them being just before the half, that is a turnover that I think is going to hurt this team much more than just a turnover in a game that you won. I think that was a time where it looked like the head coach and the offensive coordinator had said, all right, let's be aggressive and go get points right now, boys, to hell with it. And CJ threw a pick. And so I think that's one that sticks in the craw of the head coach, and the head coach next time says, oh, let's put a knee in it and take it in, or let's be real conservative and run the football or take our time like we've seen them do it in the past. This team is a mess at the end of halves. Whether it's CJ throwing a pick or the clock management or the play calling, they're a mess at the end of first halves. And so, you know, the interceptions just can't happen. As I've said before, the not having answers for pressure, yes, I believe it's the system. Yes, I believe it's the offensive coordinator. But I also can't just eliminate the quarterback from any blame. I think the inability to either get to the huddle quick enough, to communicate it, to get it figured out in the moment, that's all a quarterback problem as well. Whether it's him directly or just a product of the system, it's a quarterback problem. So I gotta go with a C minus, man. The two early touchdowns saved his ass.
Yeah, text line coming in. Nick goes vest mode from YouTube and Twitch says, first 6 minutes, CJ A plus. Final 54, D minus. Someone said B plus. Someone said B. Can't hold it against him. He's working with the best that he can. around him. Clint, I tend to be with you. I was pretty disappointed in his performance in this game. I'll go C minus. The reason why I'm going C minus is not the touchdowns. It's I thought he had as much to do with them not getting any sacks as Blake Fisher and Titus Howard in the line. I think he avoided, like, there are a couple of times they heated him up and a sack would have taken him out of field goal range in the second half, and he got the ball off. So I'll give him that. But I think for me, I still think this is silly and not even a conversation. But for those of you who want to get into the Davis Mills space, there was nothing that CJ did in this game that Davis Mills couldn't do.
Agreed.
Right.
God bless,
brother. And I don't think that's been the case. I think against the Chiefs, I think he made throws in plays Davis couldn't make. I think against the Cardinals, he made some plays. I think he made plays against the Colts. I think he made some plays. This was not one of those games. I think they would expect Graham Mertz to hit Jaden Higgins on that touchdown and Noel on his touchdown. And in this game, those interceptions were just absolutely – even the first one that got tipped, that looked like it was going to be picked off if it didn't get tipped, and he was able to throw it to where he was trying to throw it because somebody was coming up. So disappointing. Doesn't mean he needs to go to the bench. Doesn't mean he's dumb. He had a bad game and got a little iffy. And those games can happen. They cannot happen in place because you cannot expect all the other stuff that occurred – in that game to go in your favor in games on the road. It happened in this game and it has happened before, but you can't go with that. So I'm going to go with a C minus and only not being a D because I thought he had as much to do with not having any sacks.
Well, it's just right. Like a big part of the plan with, like, at this point, again, they're not going to change. So it's not like they're going, hey, CJ, we want to stay aggressive offensively and we're going to put you in better positions. Right. I mean, the message to him is clearly don't make mistakes.
Yep.
Right? And as you mentioned, one ball was tipped, but it was going to get picked anyway. There was a defender standing there.
It looked like it was.
Yeah. I mean, and the other one was just, I mean, it just, again, you can't.
As Kurt Warner says, I don't know how he didn't see him
right
there.
Right. Well, he didn't. That's the deal, is he didn't. it was a blind throw, which happens.
He's wide open, CJ.
Which happens in football, and you just got to eat it. But at the end of the day, it's still a part of the grade for the quarterback.
Yeah. All right, weekend's best, weekend's worst, Clint. Let's kick it off with you. What was your weekend's best in this game?
Well, the weekend's
this
best,
weekend.
Ron, it's easy, man. I mean, y'all know, you know I love this. You know I love this this bowl game.
Do you like the bowl game, or do you like everything surrounding it?
I just think that, like here, you know, with the Texas Bowl, U of H, big shout out to U of H for beating LSU, by the way. I mean, they clearly run a first-class operation and are doing some things right. In a day and age when bowl games are frowned upon and suck and nobody wants to be a part of, nobody wants, even though I think the tide's turning, you know, they're frowned upon. There's a handful of them, like the Texas Bowl, that do a really good job. The Pop-Tart Bowl is one of them. And I don't know, weekend's best, right? BYU, they wanted to put Notre Dame in this game, but Notre Dame was too good to play in this bowl game. And I'll be honest with you, I thought BYU was going to get the – I thought they were going to get skull drugged by Georgia Tech. Yeah. But they didn't. They end up winning the game. And I don't know if you guys saw –
thank goodness they did.
I don't know if you guys saw the BYU head coach, Kalani Sitake. I don't know if y'all saw him after the game. But the trophy that I so dearly love is the football that's a toaster that's got the Pop-Tarts hanging out of it, right, was there. And they're on the podium. And he reaches up and grabs one of these, the Pop-Tart out of there, which clearly is a real Pop-Tart. And when I say this guy inhales an entire Pop-Tart in almost cartoon fashion, and there's not one crumb, there's not one piece of evidence on his mouth when he pulls his hand away from it. It is unbelievable. Weekend's best Pop-Tart bowl once again. Frosty with sprinkles, strawberry Pop-Tart, no doubt about it. So they picked the best Pop-Tart. And
with the lies, was able to get it all the way
in. The whole thing in there. Yeah. Just literally shoved the whole thing in his mouth and left no residue on
fantastic
the outside. Yeah. Absolutely tremendous effort by BYU head coach Kalani Sitake.
I thought he was going to be the guy known for just turning down Penn State to stay in Provo, Utah, but no.
Nope.
It's because he has a talent.
an unbelievable talent. and clearly an appreciation for Puffy.
I mean, he's got an adult film industry talent. All right, weekend's best for me, Derrick Henry. He has far surpassed the hits and the age that you think running backs would start to slow down. And he goes, 36 carries, 216 yards, and had a career high, matched a career high, 4 touchdowns, and a gotta-have-it game in the cold against the Packers. Clint, he now moves to 10th all-time in rushing yards and now 4th all-time in rushing touchdowns with 122. He was fantastic in the game on Saturday night.
Well, the crazy thing is, like you said, he's at an age and has taken a beating the way that you would think, like, hey, man, even a guy that's built like that is at some point should be slowing down. And he appears to be getting better.
I mean, he slowed down a little, but, I mean, his slowdown is still...
Hey, man, I'd take him tomorrow.
1,200 yards.
I'd take him tomorrow.
Yeah, that just...
I would take his ass tomorrow. He's a guy that, you know, without... I mean, he's doing it without Lamar.
Yeah.
He's running like he's still got 5 years left in the tank.
No, he does. He looks that...
Does he have a chance to catch Emmitt?
No, I don't think so. He just moved to 10th all time.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think he's got a chance to get it. No. Emmitt will come out of retirement.
I guarantee he's sitting home right now. I guarantee he's going, Phillip Rivers?
That guy. I saw last year at the Super Bowl. What's your weekend's worst?
Was the officiating. Home. The officiating, man, in the officiating in the Texans game. And this isn't a Texans fan thing, by the way. It was bad both ways. But the worst thing in football is when you got refs that are way too involved in a game, and it's because of ticky-tack penalties, right? If you got two teams that are just physical and they're playing rough and they're doing things that need to be flagged, okay, cool. But when every time we turn around, we've got a DB that just happens to run into or slip and fall and touch the leg of a defensive back, and you're calling illegal touching, and a quarterback that clearly gets sacked and there's no penalty whatsoever. The defender did everything he could and there's flags. I mean, it literally takes away from the entertainment that I receive from watching football. So the weekend's worst for me was the officiating in the Texans Chargers game. And it was both ways, to be clear. It was just a bad, poorly officiated game in a ticky-tack manner I can't stand.
It's league-wide. It's every week. Yeah. It's every week.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.